When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. Coming up later in the day on Grant and Danny, Chris Rodriguez will join the boys at 3 p.m. So Chris Rodriguez, who came off the practice squad, filled in for Brian Robinson admirably, will join the boys at 3 p.m. So you don't want to miss that on Grant and Danny.
Excellent time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored twice this weekend, including goal number 860 of his career in a Capitals loss to the Hurricanes yesterday. The Capitals scored two goals in a 33-second span to close out the first period and take a 2-1 lead, but the Hurricanes didn't allow another goal in their 4-2 win. Ovi's just 35 goals away from passing the great one.
Blue line to Carlson. Pulling it in toward the dots. Got to get something here. Across to Ovechkin. Touch pass to Carlson. And Ovechkin scores! A shot from the left side! The hammer from the office with 44 seconds left here in the first period. Here tied at one, and Alex Ovechkin does it again!
That's John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We've got the great Chase Tracker at 860 goals now for one Alex Ovechkin.
This only deserves a minute of attention.
All right.
But since we've spent a lot of time talking about cakes in the past, being a Bilal Coulibaly guy.
Yep. That's my guy.
It's kind of noticed this is his last four games.
He might
points.
Be better than LeBron James. I just had an epiphany.
He's better.
Just came to me.
Hey, who would you rather have? Okay. Would you rather have Bilal or.
You can't ask me this question because you know how I'm going to answer. Yeah.
23 points, 17, 27, and 22. That's a nice little run over a four game stretch. He's averaging 18.8 points per game on the season.
Yeah, Bilal Jokic.
I don't know. It's going to be tough to make a decision over here.
They did lose in Mexico against Miami.
Yeah.
It was tight. Was it tight? Oh, no,
I don't think it was that close of a game.
No, I was thinking
118 to 98 is tight.
I must have been thinking about another game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bilal continues to impress. He was 8 for 12 in the game, so.
Excellent.
Just something to pay attention to is the future.
Oh, I'm paying attention. There's a lot of attention paying going on.
BT
right here.
Dubs, they play tonight. They play at home against Steph Curry.
Ooh,
they've been off to a good start.
They're 5-1.
Golden State.
Yeah, so they're in town. So, and then I think the Caps don't play until Wednesday. But the Wiz host the Warriors tonight. It's a full load of NBA games.
I was
tonight.
Talking to Jason before the show about his Hokies. Good friends are Hokies grads, and they were just there like, what was Coach Pry doing at the end of the regulation, sitting on three timeouts, just playing for overtime?
He was playing
like,
for
they
overtime.
They really didn't understand. Like, why wouldn't you at least take a
How
shot
How big of a lead did they have in the fourth quarter?
Well, they were up 18 in midway through the third. They had, I don't know, might have been up four in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm just thinking third quarter because I only was.
With 7 minutes left in the third quarter, they had an 18-point lead.
I was only paying attention because I have Syracuse's quarterback on my college fantasy team.
McCord?
Yes.
Kyle McCord. Yeah. Who threw three pick sixes the week before in the first half.
Mm.
It was a really bad loss. It was it's one of those embarrassing, inexcusable losses when you're dominating a team in their house the way they were for, you know, for 2.5 quarters, and you get outscored 35 to, I think, 17 in the second half.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. All right, so that's one of those losses. It's just typical of the Hokie season. They've had disappointing losses. You know, the loss in Miami, horrible luck, and you could say, you know, they got bunged and bad officiating there. But I think the majority of the season for some of these losses, you have to look squarely at the coaching because of the decisions that have been made or lack thereof.
A lot of people were sending mean tweets about Coach Pry. Back to the Commanders.
Oh, by the way, it didn't help that we played without our starting quarterback and our starting running back.
That didn't matter, really,
because they put up 500 yards of offense and scored 31.
Right.
It was the defensive collapse, but it certainly didn't help.
Back to the Commanders. So the next two games are Pittsburgh and Philly.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to be true tests. We talked about a measuring stick game a few weeks ago when they faced the Ravens. Now you're at 7-2. Weeks ago, when we were looking at the schedule, EB was like, you know, you can make an argument they can get to 7-2. Well, damn well they got to 7-2.
Thank you.
All right.
Backpatting.
Now they face.
Called that. I just called it.
He didn't really call it because it was a conditional call. So that's a classic EB. He's like, could, possible.
My man.
It's not really calling it when he didn't say they will be 7-2.
I just thought it was very, very possible.
Yeah. Anyway, they're 7-2, first time since 1996. Now they're going to face two really tough opponents. And the Steelers coming off a bye. We mentioned Tomlin's record coming off a bye. Steelers team that's. Has a really, really strong defense.
What did we say he has? 11-4 out of a bye? Yeah, it's scary.
Offense seemingly improved with Russell Wilson under center, throwing his deep shots. George Pickens' life got a good running game. And then you face an Eagles team that, you know, a month ago people were saying, oh, Nick Sirianni should be fired. They're not any good. And all they've done is win since then. Saquon Barkley hurtling over people. Backwards.
Yeah, but maybe you get lucky and get them without A.J. Brown, depending on his knee injury and how that plays out.
How important is it to beat these two teams?
Well, I don't know how you guys feel.
I mean, you could lose. You're still 7-4. Good shape.
I don't think that the Steeler game is as big as the Eagle game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Eagles game is bigger because it's a division game.
It's a division/conference game.
That game worries me more because it's on a short week.
Yeah.
They had to play at Philly on Thursday night after facing the Steelers. Like, that's a tough one.
I don't know how easy it would
tough
be,
turnaround.
But we should try and get Herb Street on before that Eagle game. He'll be calling the Eagle game.
Okay.
Correct, Drabby?
Does he like
Amazon
radio?
Are those guys easy to get? I don't even know if you've tried to get those Amazon guys.
But we'll try.
Yeah. Huh. So for me, the Eagle game is bigger just strictly because it's a division game.
I just want to win one of the two. I don't really care.
Pittsburgh. I feel like if you get a split out of those two, that's a pretty good result.
Yeah, if we win one of the two, I'd rather win the Philly game of the two. But
it looks like Tomlin in his career as an underdog is 44-40.
Okay, so 500-ish.
Yeah, but as an underdog, that's pretty good. It's pretty dang good to be over 500.
Are you sure they're going
to
be the underdog?
Yeah, their opening line is -2.5. Two Commanders.
Yes.
I think we should be favored. We're at home. I think we have
undefeated at home.
The best offensive player on the field.
What are the Steelers on the road this year?
Steelers are 3-1 away from
3-1.
Acrisure Stadium.
Now they haven't played a
tough
schedule. We kind of already went through that, but
I guess you could say the same about us.
Here's the way I look at it, though. I feel like the Commanders are a good team. So even if they lose their next two, which yes, you want to win one out of two, you want to win both, but. I wouldn't feel like all of a sudden, oh, they're not really any good. They've just been beating up on inferior opponents like the Giants.
If they had lost to the Giants yesterday, it was going to, even though it's a division rival and everything, it was going to take a little luster off. You know what I mean? It would take a little shine off the
I've seen enough to believe they're a good team. Now, how good are they? Like right now, they're the 2 seed in the NFC. I don't know if they'll stay the 2 seed. I don't know if they'll win the division. But I've been saying this for weeks. I feel like Detroit's the best. Everybody else, you know, fighting for number 2.
I like how this quarter of the season is shaping up after the Eagles game. Because then you get 10 days of rest, take on the Cowboys here, and then you host the Titans heading into the bye.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice 2-game stretch.
That's a nice, like, you get extra rest after the Eagles game. You get the Cowboys here. Hopefully they're spiraling further out of control week after week. So right. if they got a split in those first two, 3 of 4 at home before the bye, that's a good stretch.
That's a late bye.
It is a late bye for them week 14.
14?
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have given Rain Dakota that big bag of money.
Yeah, well, it's kind of what you're forced to do. You know what? You can say the same thing about Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you see the bad pick he threw at the end of the game yesterday? They're driving to go on top of Philly.
Yeah.
Just throws a mind-numbing interception, kind of like Sam Darnold's first pick yesterday.
Flacco
like right
had one
zone.
Last night, too, where Flacco made a great pass on the sideline. The next pass, I don't know if it was an underthrow.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of interception is that? I mean, sometimes you see interceptions in the NFL, they're mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Let's go to Dave in Waldorf. Dave, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Junkies. What up, dog?
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, what up,
man?
Though?
You know what's up, Lurch. I'm talking to you, Lurch. You are our biggest hater.
I am not
biggest fan.
God.
All at the same time.
I am not a hater. I'm not a hater.
We love you, though, Lurch. You know we love
why
you.
Why am I a hater? I don't get it.
Bro, because just how you talk down on us, man. Like, Cakes is talking some good stuff, and then you just sit there and just discredit what Cakes is saying.
Well, hold on, Dave. Hold on, Dave.
Yeah, stop discrediting
so
me,
do
man.
So do you agree that Jaden Daniels is a better overall quarterback than Patrick Mahomes right now?
He's going to say yes.
That's what
right
you're saying.
Now, yes. Right now, yes, bro. I looked at the stats, and as of right now.
So you agree with Cakes statistically, yes, which I agree with. He's having a better year statistically, but. Who would you have more confidence in going into the playoffs, a rookie quarterback or Patrick Mahomes?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, so listen, I called for another reason.
Hey, look, he doesn't want to answer that.
You're leaving. Right. You're hanging me out to dry, Dave.
You got him. All right, what else did you call for?
You got me. But listen, I really want to call folks and just give everybody a friendly reminder that the playoffs are coming to Landover. I'm going to call you guys every week and remind you that. I want you to know that the next couple of weeks will really determine where we stand as a team. Okay, we got Pittsburgh. Nobody's scared of Pittsburgh, man. We can beat Pittsburgh. Out of those teams, I'm worried about Philly. So the next three games, even if we go 1-2, that's 8-4. So we got enough wiggle room to make a little bit of error. But really, I think we need to be talking about awards on the season. We really need to be talking about Dan Quinn, Coach of the Year. We really need to be talking about, of course, JD5 is Rookie of the Year. But why we can't put him in the MVP race? Because as right now, the only quarterbacks that's better than him is Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I mean, Burrow, he's okay, but look at the team, overall team.
What about Josh
right
Allen?
Now, yes, JD5 is top 5 quarterback in the NFL right now. Yes, Kicks is correct. So I just want everyone to remember that the playoffs will come to Landover. We have the better quarterback, and I feel confident in our team, Lurch. So stop hating on us. Give us our credit, bro. We have not seen this type of substance since 1996, bro. 7-2, 1996. So give us our credit where it's due.
I think it's great that they're 7-2. I'm just trying to talk some common sense into Cakes' brain over there.
My brain doesn't want to hear it.
Which is very difficult
My
sometimes.
My brain doesn't like common sense.
But it doesn't mean I don't think they're having a great season. They're having a great season compared to what they usually have.
Dreb's a genius. Because the target was on him, and then about special. Now it's all focused on Jason because he's not kissing the Jaden Daniels ring.
You got to kiss the ring or you're out of the club.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's nuts.
It's okay to have different opinions. It's okay to think. It's okay to think the guy 18th in touchdown passes isn't quite a top 5 QB, and let's see where it goes. He's doing some amazing things. There's also things he can get a little better at. Everyone can be happy.
I'd look.
Don't forget his rushing.
There's a long way to go.
You're forgetting. There's a lot of forgetting going on over there.
35 yards yesterday.
Oh, he's on pace for 900 and about 7 or 8 rushing scores. Before.
Okay, but you would have said Jalen Hurts had 15 rushing touchdowns last year. And
fantastic year.
There's no way you'd say, I like Jalen Hurts better than Patrick Mahomes.
I might have for that one year.
Hey, statistically, Cakes, this is going to really... Statistically, if I put a side-by-side player A, unnamed, and player B, you're going to pick the better guy?
Yeah, throw one out there.
I'm going to do it during the break. I have somebody in mind.
Okay,
do it now.
You pick the better guy. No, because I don't have the numbers in front of me.
I'm not worried about...
And I'll include the rushing.
I'm not worried about these guys. All I care about is Jaden versus Patrick.
Right.
But I'll participate in your little reindeer games.
All right, we'll do that next here on the Junkies.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app